And part of it is because, you know, some of his family has Jewish ties, Jewish background. Now, you know, I've tried, buddy. I have tried. You know, and there's a lot of patriots out there. The guy that comes out after me, Rick Wiles.
Right.
You know, my friend and great reporter, Karen Lee Bixman, they shy away. As soon as you mention Jews, Jewish, Zionist, anything like that, it's like their mind refuses to grab a hold of them. Why is that?
Well, Clay, let me first say that I appreciate all the good information that Alex and others like Alex that I hold a suspect for the very reason that you dare to mention here about the Jewish agenda. And I believe that they're heavily influenced, leaned on through, well, let's say, marriages and blood relations and monies and things of this nature. We just had a Senate representative come in from California that's Jewish. We've elected more Jewish representatives to the House than we've ever.
We've got about 10% of the Congress and the Senate is Jewish.
That's correct. Now, let me touch on just a point to add a bit of truth to what you've already laid a foundation for.
Let me mention here. I mean, I'm sure that there's probably 10% of the Congress or more that are Methodist or Baptist or Christian, but they have been effectively neutralized by the Judeo-Christian teachings, which is an oxymoron in the first place.
Oh, I think that's a conservative, very conservative figure. I was just going to mention that the most successful lobby that we got in Washington, D.C., of course, and you touched on this, is the Jewish lobby that has a powerful influence. Sharon even dared to make the boast that we didn't tell Israel what to do, that Israel told the United States, and therein lies the problem. We are run, it looks like to me, that we're heavily influenced even into the advisors that the president has, and this Jewish agenda, Clay, is getting out of hand, and as it's decreed in the decree of the watchers and the man to the word of Daniel chapter 4, verse 17, I want to just read you just a scripture here just a moment to sort of tie into what you just said here. Listen to this. Now, this is talking about the four kingdoms that will arise, and this is pertaining to the last kingdom. And here is a very, very dark, severe warning from the Holy Ones. It says, this matter is the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the Holy Ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And here is the catch to this whole scenario, Clay, in the last days. And sets up over it the basis of men. So I believe that men with heavy influence, with money and power and evil intentions, are now systematically changing the political agenda across the world and tying us into this new world order that you just mentioned.
The Supreme Court, three justices, including Ginsburg, have endorsed the Talmudic studies. There's a new, I just reported on it a couple of days ago, yesterday. They've got a new organization, Jewish, that they're endorsing. Not only did they endorse the Noahide laws in the last Bush administration, but now they've got these Talmudic law institutes. Well, you've had 2,000 years of history, or 5,000 years of history. We need to study it without, and that's just gone past the radar screen of everybody. You know, all of a sudden, this Christian nation that was founded in 1776 is now endorsing and studying and adopting Talmudic law.
Well, Clay, you was talking about the success at the huge success, and by the way, I need to congratulate you. I haven't talked to you since you got back from the great state of Georgia. I have several friends that are very interested in what your speakers and yourself put on at the expo down in Atlanta, and I got word when I got back from North Carolina. I was in North Carolina, got called down, and I wanted to come. And they spoke to me personally, too, especially to call me up and talk to me about the information that came forth, the books, the authors, and the speakers there at the expo, and the information that came out. And I just want to congratulate you and Janet for your fine work and your patience. And, you know, you don't make any money off this. It's a labor of love.
No, I tell you what, we not only didn't make any money, we lost money on it. But that's just the way things happen. We had to do it, and we're going to do it again. One of the reasons we lost money here is sales went down while we were gone, folks. Well, this is Friday. We need your help to...
God bless the Republic. Through faith we cannot fail. Death is a new world order. We shall prevail.
All right, let me give you a little bit of news stories here. The Israeli defense forces admitted that it had used exaggerated force in its attack on the Rafah refugee camp 2 weeks ago that resulted in the deaths of 6 Palestinian civilians, including women and children who were far, far from the purported skirmish. Israeli troops fired tank shells indiscriminately, according to the internal report. No disciplinary action will be taken. They're also afraid, a report has come out, that they are afraid, buddy, for the diplomats traveling abroad because they're afraid they're going to be arrested and charged with war crimes. Imagine that. And I'm going to take a call here. Dave from South Carolina, you're on with Pastor Buddy.
Hi, Clay.
Hey.
Hi, Pastor Buddy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm interested in hearing you when you appear as a guest on Clay's show, you know. And
well,
I agree with many of your opinions. I don't. I had some theories though that are a little bit different from yours, like some things you said about the Hittites.
Right.
I believe that the ten northern tribes of Israel became the Teutonic people, the Gothic, and the Anglo-Saxon people, and everything of Europe.
Absolutely.
But I think that there were other Proto-Indo-European people at that time. Like, I believe the Hittites were actually, Caucasian people. I think they're even fairer than the Israelites, and that they intermingled with them somewhat. You know what I mean?
Oh, I have no doubt that you're correct on that. But here's the dilemma that I see in the Bible. I believe that the covenant principles and our right to inherit are too foreign about only one people, and that would have to be specifically the bloodline of Jacob. And just because that we're Aryan, that doesn't make us all correct. If so, then I join the KKK and start waving my flag and preaching their message. That I believe that we are covenant people with the bloodline of Jacob, and if we're not related to that bloodline, the Bible said that the Father knows them that are His. So that if we're not related to the covenant, I don't see any, there's no use me carrying a Bible if I don't believe that the Bible's too foreign about one particular family upon the earth. And the Bible says itself that we are the fewest. Therein lies the dilemma that we've got to survive, because out of the population of the earth now, and Clay can verify this, and this is a very, very sad statistic, and I think it's because of an agenda to weaken and destroy, as you say, the population, the white race. We have a right to breed with the whites, and only with the whites, and then if we're covenanted into the bloodline, I think that we're possessed or we are adopted into the kingdom. Well, the problem is we're 10%, and we're fading fast off the scenes of the world, and I'm sure you're aware of that.
what about the Celtic or Celtic people? Like, I've heard a lot of Anglo-Identity preachers say that they're kindred people to the Teutonic people.
Yes.
Well, I have a theory about them as well. Like, have you heard of the Hyksos, these people called the Hyksos?
Yes.
And supposedly, anthropologists said they went from Europe down into Egypt, quite a long time before Christ. But I think that they actually were Hebraic people who came out of Egypt.
Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm trying to stay in today, not the past right now.
You know, can I say one thing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, as far as, the seed of Abraham, I think that spiritually, you know, Christians who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Messiah would be the spiritual descendants of Abraham, but that I think that Israel, you know, is a natural tree, and then I think everybody who has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is part of, you know, the spiritual. I'm not really certain about that, but anyway, an interesting guest.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, I appreciate you calling in.
All right, I'm going to take one more call here. Kate from New Jersey. Hey, Kate.
Good morning, Claire. I didn't know whether I was welcome back on or not, because you cut me off last time. But thank you, Billy.
Good morning.
I want to tell you, if you allow me, Claire, I have a wonderful book called The Biological Jew. And if you allow me, I have two short paragraphs. This is from Mr. Smolin. And I think this is very important for the world to know. Am I allowed?
Yes, go ahead. We got a couple of minutes here for a commercial. Actually, I lost my last commercial. I don't know what happened to that. So.
Okay. We know that the Gentile can never expect any mercy from the Jew. The horrible practice of ritual murder is sufficient evidence of this. The ritual murder of Gentile children by bleeding them to death and drinking their blood is a high symbolic revelation of the theory of the biological parasite. When the Jew can no longer symbolize his role by kidnapping a perfectly formed Gentile child, spiriting him away to a synagogue, and ritually punching his body in the places which they boasted they had wounded the body of Christ, and drinking the blood of the dying child, then according to Jewish belief, he is doomed. His prophets have warned him that when the custom no longer can be observed, the Jewish parasite disappears. What do you think of that, Pastor Buddy?
Well, I think that that Eustace Mullins, and I think Clay with a great, Clay's had him on, I understand, as a guest. I've never met the man personally, but I've read every book he's ever written. I've been the most prolific truth writers upon the scene today, and I appreciate that quote even today, and it sends chills up and down my spine to know that men of great knowledge are being pushed to the side.
Let me make one just comment on that. I'd like to know what happened to those 3,000 children in Florida. I'd like to know what happens to 100,000 children here, and they just disappear out of the face of the earth. Thank you, Kate. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Pastor Buddy.
God loves the Republic. Through faith we cannot fail. Death is a new world. We shall prevail. Amen.
Part of my problem here, folks, is that the animosity I feel towards Israel is not necessarily genetic. It's not because I hate Jews. It's not. I don't like the idea of using tanks, helicopters, bombs, missiles against a civilian population. And yet, that's exactly what some people want to do here. Just Senator John Warner of Virginia, a Republican, said he will hold hearings to review the 19th century Posse Comitatus law that restricts the military's involvement in domestic law enforcement. I've said on the cover of the Free American before, do you want an Israeli-style enforcement? Do you want attack helicopters, unarmed drones, firing missiles at you because you've been speeding? Well, that's exactly what Senator John Warner says. If local law enforcement is totally overwhelmed, would not the military be perhaps the best to help for that interim period until local law enforcement can reconstitute itself? You know, the Israelis have a siege mentality here, buddy, it seems to me.
They do.
And you know, they want to put us under siege, too.
That's exactly right, Clay. You're touching right on the heartbeat of our major problem.
They don't like Christians. They don't like Christianity. And by God, you got to be, if you're going against the Noahide laws, if you're going against the Talmud, and, you know, any of you folks that are pro-Jewish out there, pro-Jewish Christians, pro-Israeli Christians, ought to sit down and read the Talmud if you want to, if you think Islam is a violent religion.
That's exactly right. You just put your finger right on the problem that we've got facing us as a people to have a free society. We are now, with the Home Security Act coming up, Clay, it looks like our president won an overwhelming approval to see people that voted in favor of his agenda, and they don't know that they are being entrapped, and the noose is going to be very tight, just like it is in the state of Israel, where you must be a Jew to belong to that state. It is the only nation upon the earth that can get away with the atrocities that they are committing and then have no world outcry to enrage the people in the mass, simply because of the press, the Jewish press, that controls the monopoly of the world and its opinions.
Muslim bad, Jews good, Judaism good, Judeo-Christian good, Muslim bad, right-wing patriot bad. Dean from Oklahoma, welcome to the Free American Hour.
Good morning, Clay and Pastor Buddy. Good morning to you, sir. Pastor Buddy, I want to refer you to two scriptural passages. First Chronicles, chapter 2, verse 55. That's a good one. And Amos 6:14. Both of them are excellent scriptures. I'm familiar with both. Would you please connect those two and make some comments regarding the connection between those two and in its relationship to the situation we have today? I'll hang up and listen to your
answer. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Dave, for that. That's an excellent. In 1 Chronicles 2:55, it is referring to Clay.
Go ahead. Hang on, Dave. I'll get to you in a minute. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, it gives a bloodline identification here, as Dave has suggested here in 1 Chronicles 2:55, of the pharisaical system that our Savior, Redeemer, Christ, encountered in his day in 2,000 years ago, which was the Kenites, which became the Pharisees of that day. And herein lies the dilemma of today. We have courted, put our arms around, lovingly affected, protected, encouraged, and armed the resistance for our Aryan bloodline for these blood-sucking varmints to come in and actually eat our lunch. And it's an excellent scripture, and I think that the caller that came today, thank you for that. I believe that the Kenites are in power in the Zionist state of Israel, and they will systematically, if not corralled, they will simply destroy whatever Christian faith that there is left upon the earth. And Clay,
let me add this. The Supreme Court has said no nativity scenes in Washington, D.C. this Christmas. Dave from Wyoming, you're on.
Yeah, Clay, I appreciate your program and ask about it. Clay, you're one of the few people out there that really has the goods on this matter. And the earlier question is, why are all these people so deceived? I don't have an answer to that either, but you...
It says it in the Bible. It says it in the Bible, and it's been happening for 2,000 years. You know what woke my son up? You know, I've never took my children to church. They've been in church, twice. But he sat down with Davey from Dallas and read some scriptures, read the Bible while we were traveling, heard what Jesus said to the Jews in John, and he woke up. He said, that's what they're doing to you, Dad. They're calling you a racist when you're trying to point out what's who is behind this this whole agenda of enslaving us and taxing us. That's what Jesus fought against.
Very good observation, Clay.
You know, to me, Jesus isn't the loser hanging on the cross. You know, he was a dynamic revolutionary. He was the man that stood up to him and said, I don't, you know, I listen to God. I got God inside me. And you know what? That's what my son said to me, buddy. He said, don't we all have God inside of us?
Amen.
I said, you got it, bud. You got it. Welcome to the world. You got it. Dave, anything else from you, sir?
Yeah, I just want to say that, I've been raised that way. But I believe that the preachers, 90% of them have been educated wrong and the other 10% are false. But I believe that we've been inoculated for so long with the media. And I mean, I grew up watching the Ten Commandments and Moses and David and Bathsheba. And I mean, they could do no wrong. So if I come across the verses in that said that in the Bible, I just immediately kind of file them in a reserve somewhere.
Yeah, you know what? I always liked the story of Moses, especially when he came down and slew half the people he'd let out of slavery for being debased.
Right.
And that, am I quoting that right, buddy?
Yes, you're quoting correct.
All right. Dave?
Anyhow, I want to thank you guys.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And, folks, let me tell you something here. We really do need your help. You know, maybe you've got the idea that I go to these expos and I make a ton of money and I come back and I'm flush. It doesn't happen. We had a small attendance. Everybody that was, I mean, all of our vendors are ready to do another one. All of our vendors are happy. We would have all liked to see more people there. But I understand that some of you couldn't travel, some of you just couldn't make it, some of you were afraid. The local Jewish talk show host did everything. You know, it was fine to talk about Palestinians. You could call them terrorists, but if you called an Israeli a terrorist, which one person did, you were hung up on immediately. This is biased reporting. And, you know, we're going to do something about that. I'll tell you about that later. Also, I want to tell you, buddy, we're going to start doing some mini expos, or basically a lecture series. Right now, folks, I'm looking for coordinators around the country. Everybody, a lot of you folks call me and say, when are you going to do it in my state? When are you going to do it in my state? Well, all right, I'm ready to do it in your state, but what I need is help. I need somebody there to arrange the meeting halls. I need somebody to put up posters. I need somebody to do flyers. I can provide the speakers. I can provide the booths. I can bring people there. I can do it on my radio show. I can provide a lot of the advertising. I want the colleges. I want the young people. And to do that, you know, we're going to have to at least open our minds and our arms to welcome them in. The way to do it, I think, is with this anti-war movement. It worked in during the Vietnam War. It brought the American people together. No matter how much the chicken hawks out there want to call us communists, we don't want a war. We don't want to go over and kill Iraqis.
Amen.
And we got to do that. Iraq is not a threat to us. It's a threat to Israel, perhaps.
That's
right.
It's
a threat to their dominion over that region of the country. But there is no Iraqi threat to America. We have to reach the college campuses. We have to embrace the young ones. You're going to have to turn your head a little bit, turn your cheek the other side, because we're going to probably be talking about pot. That's what interests young people. They know that the government line on that's a lie. You may not. We may have to open arms to people they call left, on the left, because if they're against the war right now, they're our allies. We don't need to, and I'm not going to send my sons over to a meat grinder to kill somebody else's sons for Israel. I just will not do that. Ray from Tennessee, you know, Pastor Buddy and Clay Douglas, and I'm on a roll.
Amen to that, Brother Douglas. Hey, it was a great time down in McDonough, Georgia, and I'm glad you made it home safely. And you know what you said at the beginning of the program, Clay, is so apropos. Many of us have a lot of pieces of the puzzle. We don't have enough of the pieces to put it together. Many of us in time past never looked for the pieces. And then when we begin to find a few of the little pieces, we say, well, this is it. But I'm telling you, it's so much deeper than what most people would comprehend that it's not funny. But Pastor Buddy, and I think I have some of the pieces of the puzzle that most people don't even consider. For instance, the comment that Kate made, the two paragraphs that she read from Mrs. Mullen's book, Pastor Buddy missed a good chance to throw in what the Messiah said to these Kenites. He said, except you eat the body of the Son of Adam and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
That's exactly what it said.
So,
you know what? Here's what bothers me, buddy. Maybe you can address this. Why are all these pseudo-Christians out there? I mean, you know, they're basically good people. I'm talking about my wife's family here. You know, they've been going to church, singing in church, and they haven't missed a day in church in 20 or 30 years, and yet they don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't, you know, why don't they believe what Jesus said?
Well, Clay, I believe it's because, and I think Ray has alluded to this before, because Ray is very deeply involved in this message as well as yourself, and the truth in trying to highlight, only a few in the last days will enlighten the many. He said that he will send for fishermen and hunters, and they're going to come out in the last days. Well, here, Clay, just like yourself, you're on national radio. You go worldwide on WWCR and Truth Radio and other networks, and then you're holding the expos that Ray himself attended, and Ray can tell you that there is now a movement toward identification of who we are, where we came from, how we've been deceived, and how they have taken and hid the truth. Now, let me read you 9, Jeremiah chapter 3. They shall bend their tongues like their bow for lies, and I'm referring now to our Congress and Senate. But they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know me not, saith the Lord. So take heed, everyone, his neighbor, and this is what Trevor was reading, sort of, quite coming down. Trust you not in any brother. You ain't going to find this in the church. I think Ray will agree. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slander. They will deceive everyone his name.
All right.
Well, I'll get off. Someone else get their 2 cents.
All right, Ray. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, by the way, Ray.
Yes?
A couple of people, put on my website and said it was a failed expo. What do you think?
Well, I think any kind of an expo play is going to be a success. That's exactly what the Kenites would like people to leave.
Buddy, back on.
We'll talk with you later.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. We lost Buddy for a minute, but Tim from Texas, hey, welcome, Buddy.
Hey, my friend, how are you?
How's that new Harley running for you?
It runs great, but it's sitting in the shop a bit, so sick right now, so.
And I'm sorry to hear that.
The reason these bonehead Christians are like they are, Clay, because you've got people like Pat Robertson and John Hagee and all these guys on TBN, these people are sitting around watching this garbage and believing every word they say, you know. And that's the reason they believe that the presidential impersonator is in the White House right now. They think he's a good Christian conservative because all these good Christian conservatives are behind him saying he's such a good man. Well, I don't blame you a bit for not wanting to send your boys to fight their war for him. Herbert Walker Bush didn't want to send his boy, so he pulled a lot of strings and got his boy in the Air National Guard in Texas where he laid low just like Bill Clinton did instead of going to Vietnam. They trained him on an obsolete aircraft so he dang sure wouldn't have to go to Vietnam. So he is just as much of a draft-dodging, you-know-what, so-and-so as Bill Clinton was. So I don't blame you a bit, Clay.
Well, what can I say after that, Tim?
You know, hey, buddy, keep up the good work, and God bless you, my friend.
All right, hey, listen, our next expo is going to be in Fort Worth, so you ought to be able to ride that Harley that far.
Yeah, I don't think so. I might be able to get somebody to drag me up there in a motorhome or something.
All right, Tim.
God bless, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we've lost Pastor Buddy, we'll try to get him back as soon as possible here. Ken from Fort Worth, welcome.
Yeah, hey. People should call Congress toll-free and tell them to vote no on that Homeland Security bill.
I thought they already okayed it. I thought they were already...
No, they were up. I know they're going back today. But anyway, it's 1-800-MITE-516, and tell them vote no on that stuff. Hey, and I see a suggestion in Fort Worth here to put your magazine in a bookstore over here, and I got one from them here last week. So it's in there. I put it on the phone so people can find it.
All right. Well, you know, you just got people to go back in there and hide it. They can't take it off the shelves necessarily.
No, but I put it on the front. You can play this game, you know.
I know that. You know what? Here's what one ADL member did to me in Albuquerque. They went into every shop where I had the Free American. They went in and said, you're carrying this rag. Well, you know, we're never going to shop here again.
That's a good point. I remember what 10 years ago at Spotlight Paper did that, and they do the same thing. So they're panic.
Here's what you do. You go into the shops and say, hey, I'm not coming back in here until you get the Free American in here.
That's a good point. Right. You play the game.
You play the game. All right, thanks. I appreciate your call. We'll try to get Buddy back on. I'm Clay Douglas, the Free American. Still.
God bless the Republic, through faith we cannot fail.
Step to the new world order, we shall prevail.
All right, possibly it's just a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen, but we've lost Pastor Buddy. We can't get him back on the phone. He was disconnected. Yeah, I believe in coincidences. Sure I do. Like this one, the Beltway Sniper, the University of Arizona Gunman, the Fort Bragg Murders, the Oklahoma City Bombers, all these terrible U.S. crimes vary widely, but experts believe they share a common thread. Oh, it takes a real expert to figure this out. All with the exception of one of the Fort Bragg killings, and he went to Afghanistan, all are alleged to be have been committed by veterans of the 1991 Gulf War vets. And now they want to send a whole new generation over there. Not my kids, they're not. All right, I'm going to bring up Jeff from Pennsylvania. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
How you doing, Clay?
Good.
Excellent show this morning.
Thank you, sir.
You ship. Someone ought to sit down and read the Talmud.
Yes.
63 volumes. It's about the size of three sets of encyclopedias. So that would take a good portion of one's lifetime to do that.
It's probably the same people that wrote the IRS code, huh?
I wouldn't doubt it. Even some of the oldest rabbis probably have never completed that piece of garbage.
Yeah, well, all they need to do is just read a few passages out there to let them know how they feel about us.
Right.
Or anybody that isn't Jewish.
Well, what I'd like to admit is this Jewish, Christian, and even Muslim, whatever people call themselves, these titles and religions have been created for the people. People are people. And this is nonsense.
Well, I think we need a strong coalition of Christians, Muslims, and Jews who want to accept the commandments of God to band together here and stop this Zionist anti-God, anti-Christ movement. All right, Jeff, hey, listen, good to hear from you, bud.
Okay, you take care.
Yeah, you keep in touch here.
All right.
Hadn't heard from you for a while. All right, Charles from Texas.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about these Jews today. The Bible makes it very clear that these Jews are Edomites. They're descendants of Esau, Edom. Esau has a perpetual hatred. This is written in the Bible for Jacob, Israel. They want the rulership of this world, and they don't have the birthright.
Just go to my website, read the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. They laid it out all in black and white, and the only way that they can get around that is by going, oh, that's a fraud. You know, that's a forgery. Yeah, what's a forgery? It's an exact copy of the original, jerk.
What the deal is they have to kill every white man bearing seed that there is in this world.
Oh, either that or
they have to do that.
Oh, you got
to the world.
All you got to do is show enough black on white sex on to make everybody all the white girls think it's cool to have a black boyfriend, and that'll destroy the white race.
And that goes back to Numbers chapter 25. That's the ancient, most ancient technique that's ever been used to miscegenate the white man out. But this is a biblical war that we have.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
The white man.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Charles, thank you. Let me tell you something, folks. We are in a war. This is a battle. They're well-funded. I'm not. You want to keep me on the air? You want to keep this happening? I need some phone calls today. I need to make some sales. We've had a really slow day. Maybe you thought I wasn't home. Maybe you wanted to talk to me. We need your donations as badly now as we did before the expo. We still got other expos to do. We're going to do many expos. We're going to do lectures all around the country. You want somebody to, you want the free American. And we're going to call it free speech. We're going to bring the left and the right to you. People like Scott Ritter. People like Ramsey Clark. And we're going to show people, and people like John Trockman, who has been attacked, by the way, in Oregon, for telling you the same things that you've been hearing on this program. How he's anti-Semitic. Some guy with his 17-year-old kid got offended because he picked up a militia in Montana taking aim that called Israel a lie. You want to fight back? If you can't do it, you don't have the ability to do it. Help me. Back me. Give me the money to do this. It's the only way it's going to work, folks. Otherwise, I might as well sit back and write fiction for the rest of my life. I'll give it to you. I'll devote it to the fight.